Importance of the family. The family was the center of early Chinese society. It was considered to be of far more importance than the individual or the nation. A person's first responsibility was always to the family. The family, in turn, was each person's chief source of well-being. Traditional families. A household in ancient China might contain as many as 5 generations living together. This meant that small children lived with their great-great-grandparents, as well as their parents, uncles and aunts, cousins, brothers and sisters, and so on. These closely related people are called an extended family. In rich families, the members might live together in one big home. But most of China's people were poor. In farming villages, members of the extended family might live in separate one-room cottages. The cottages were within easy walking distance from one another. Family authority. The status of each person in a Chinese extended family depended on his or her age and sex. The center of authority was usually the oldest man. He had the most privileges and the most power in the family. He decided who his children and grandchildren would marry. When children were disrespectful, he punished them severely. After the oldest male died, by tradition, all his lands were divided among his sons. Each son then started his own household. Women's roles. Women were considered to be of lower status than men. According to tradition, women were bound by what were called the 3 obediences: to obey their fathers in youth, their husbands after their marriage, and their sons in widowhood. 4 virtues also guided women's behavior in ancient China: morality, modesty, proper speech, and domestic skills. When a woman married, she left her household and became part of her husband's family. In her new household, she was expected to obey her husband and respect the wishes of her mother-in-law. Family names. In the 300s BC, Chinese established the practice of using inherited family names along with a personal name. The inherited name was passed down from father to child. The other was for the individual. Examples of present-day family names include Mao, Chan, and Lu. Of course, people in the United States also use 2 names. In Chinese society, however, the family name comes first. If this system were used in American society, you would know the first president of the United States as Washington George, not George Washington. Think of other famous people in American history. What would their names be in the Chinese naming style? The tradition of using family names first dates back to China's earliest times. It showed how important the family was in China. Centuries later, a great philosopher or thinker named Confucius had ideas about the role of the family in Chinese society. These ideas would have a great effect on the Chinese people. Reading check. What factors determined a person's status within early Chinese families?